Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. I know because I've been a subscriber to the magazine and have enjoyed a rich friendship with the founder, Steve Strang. Now, let me tell you something. I got some exciting news here. You can now not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Larry Tomczak, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at, listen to this, charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, or BGEA, recently announced it is going to pursue legal action against UK venues that canceled Franklin Graham events. Find out more after this break.
Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. Again, that's tmin.live/home.
BGEA recently announced that it was planning to pursue appropriate actions against several UK venues that canceled events where Franklin Graham was supposed to speak. Evangelist Franklin Graham's tour events at these locations were canceled reportedly because of his biblical beliefs regarding traditional marriage. A spokesman for Franklin Graham told CBN News that BGEA is taking those venues to court for religious discrimination. He said, "Since the original venues have broken our legal contract with them, we are pursuing appropriate actions based on grounds of religious discrimination and freedom of speech. The gospel always faces opposition, so we will prayerfully and boldly continue to press forward so that the good news of God's love and forgiveness will be proclaimed in all of the cities that we have planned to visit." The statement comes after yet another venue in the UK canceled an evangelistic event because of Graham's beliefs on homosexuality. Graham sees these cancellations as efforts to bar him from preaching the gospel in the UK, CBN News reports. According to Newsweek magazine, Graham said, "For some time I have been planning to come and preach the gospel in 8 cities across the UK in 2020. Hundreds of churches are working with the Graham Tour UK and praying for these events. Some people have said I'm going to bring hateful speech to the UK, but this couldn't be further from the truth. I'm coming to the UK to speak about God's love through his son Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save it. The gospel is timeless, and Bible-believing Christians in the UK have proclaimed it for centuries." Read more about this story at charismanews.com or cbnnews.com. Tune in next time for the Charisma News Podcast. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.